Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Persimmon Trading Update conference call. My name is James, and I will be your coordinator for today's conference. For the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end of the call. If at any time you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand over to Mike Farley to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm joined this morning by Mike Killoran for the Persimmon trading update. What I'd like to do is give you a brief overview and highlights of our trading update and then go into Q&A. So we've seen a very good start to the first half of the year and delivery of our strategic plan to develop Persimmon to be a stronger, larger business and prepare for the capital return of £1.9 billion to our shareholders over the next 9 years. We've seen an encouraging start on a stable housing market. Legal completions for the first half have increased by 6% to 4,712 units. We've seen a good forward sale position, and our average sales rate per site is 18% ahead of a similar period last year. Our revenue has increased by 13% up to £805 million. Average selling price has also increased by 7%, but this is a reflection of a broader range of family housing rather than any change in sales pricing. Strong cash generation, and we end the half year with cash in the bank at £135 million compared to £15 million of borrowings this time last year. But our operating margins have shown good progress, and we are saying that our margins will be more than 11.5%. And again, this compares to the 9% of 12 months ago. We've opened 65 new outlets, and this means that we have maintained our outlet network of 375 sites across the UK. We've seen good levels of visits to our sites, and there's been an increase in the amount of website traffic, which is up 50% year on year, and I think that's a combination of increased traffic and also people's preference to search online on the website. We have got a good strong forward sale position for the second half of £774 million. Again, that is up 7% year on year and puts us in a very strong position for the second half. We've been very active in the land market and have acquired around 5,600 plots in the first half of the year, spent about £150 million on those plots, and that leaves us with a land bank of 63,800 plots at around 6.5 years supply of land. As you know, we've been very focused on our strategic land, and we've brought forward about 30% of those plots, or 1,700 plots, from our strategic land bank portfolio. So again, in line with our long-term strategy. So we're pleased with the first half performance, and we're confident the business is in good shape as we move into the second half of the year. So that, following that brief overview, I'll now hand over to give people a chance for questions. Thank you very much, James.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and want to withdraw your question, please press star one again. You will be advised when to ask your question. And the first of several questions coming through comes from the line of Ben Rosenberger from UBS in London. Please go ahead.
Hi there, good morning. I've got a few questions. Maybe if I can sort of rattle through them. The first one is, how are we to think on the sort of interest line? Because obviously you're now net cash, and I think you were net cash in April as well. So is that basically going to be zero going out for interest? The next one would be on sales rates. I mean, they've looked like they've sort of the improvement year on year has come down a little bit from April, when I think your order book was 9% ahead and you were reporting, I think, 20% private sales rates ahead of last year. So just whether you've seen sort of the market, whether the conditions have got a little bit worse from sort of what the spring selling season was like. And then maybe on sort of general incentives, and you can give us an update on how much you're selling through shared equity, and then also if you're seeing the new buy scheme now impacting more, or whether you're about to sort of start selling more through that, because I'm guessing your first buy allocation must be sort of coming to an end. I think those were the three questions I had.
Okay, Ben, many thanks for that. I'll do it in reverse order. We'll do the marketing incentives first, forward sales, and I'll let Mike do a bit about the interest line. Okay, in terms of our sales incentives, as you say, we've been heavily focused in the utilisation of new first buy. That's been a good fillip for us. Around overall, including our own shared equity product, this first half we'll probably do over 30%. Around 30% of our sales will include some sort of shared ownership, because we've taken the opportunity to utilise that allocation. We'll probably see that decline in the second half, and I would think, you know, for a year as a whole, averaging around the 25% of mark, which is probably a similar number to this time last year. In terms of new buy, as I say, I think, you know, we've been on record to say it was a slower start than we'd like due to higher rates. Nevertheless, I think, you know, we have seen, you know, Santander have entered the marketplace, more competition. Their rates are slightly lower. They're also allowing part exchange. So we have seen some input and pick up of that, and it's obviously existing lenders has already changed their rates, so there's a bit of lower pressure on the affordability there, so that's beneficial. So we're encouraged by that. So we've seen a slower start than we like, but nevertheless we are now seeing some pick up as the scheme gets underway. So I think the definite thing about new buy is that the concept works. You know, we would still like to see more competitive rates, but hopefully market forces will generate on that.
I'm sorry, just to interrupt you, but how many completions have you actually done through it so far?
Well, we're just counting those at present, but I would say no more than 20. It's all that ill, probably slightly less than 20. But I think full reservation will be about 150 overall. So, you know, as I say, it's a slow start, but I think, you know, we're seeing momentum build there as rates come down. As I say, the part exchange is quite important to us because there are a number of purchasers who, if you like, are second-time purchasers who've probably bought a house in the last 3 to 5 years who haven't seen much equity growth and therefore haven't got large deposits. So the fact that Santander will allow that does mean that we can widen the scheme to other people, and we're seeing take-up on that front. So I think, you know, the other lenders are looking at that, and we hope that they will also come on board to offer part exchange facilities within the scheme.
On the sales rate question, Ben, you know, the 18% PD sales rate through the first half, we feel, is quite a strong performance year on year. But as we also say in the statement, you know, we did see around the time of the Jubilee weekend, the extended bank holiday, the activity start to slow down a little bit. And I think from the previous reporting period around the AGM day, our private sales rate over that period has been around 15% ahead of the prior year. So a slight reduction there, but I think, you know, the understandably there's been a number of distractions which would lead to a slightly slower rate to be expected.
I think also, Ben, you know, the comparables are, you know, tougher. You know, the market is stronger as we enter into the second half of this year. The comparables into the second half of 2011 are higher, and therefore don't expect that trend to continue. It's hard for us to maintain that forward sale position. You know, as I say, you can see in the first half we've legally completed more houses, so you can only have that benefit once, so it's hard to maintain that position ahead of the forward sale position.
And Ben, the first question, which we've answered last, on the net financing cost, I think, you know, at this point, you know, we would expect to draw down on our working capital revolving credit facilities provided by the banking syndicate we have for the delivery of the legal completions. So we will have a smallish interest charge. And when you combine that with the commitment fee that we pay on those facilities, etc., then we would expect a small net finance cost at this point. But you're probably talking somewhere in the range of probably, I don't know, £2-4 million net by the time we get to the end of December.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Just on top of that, presumably there'll be a sort of land creditors charge, but then I guess on the plus side you have sort of imputed shared equity. Is that right?
I'm throwing all that into that sort of net.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much. Very helpful.
Thanks, Ben.
And our next question comes from the line of Glynis Johnson from Deutsche Bank in London. Please go ahead.
Morning, gents. Just two, if I may, actually. The first one, just in terms of your plot numbers for the end of the second half. You talk about opening 60 new sites. Sorry, your site numbers. You talk about opening 60 new sites. I'm just wondering if you can give us some guidance in terms of closures. Do you think you'll still be at the 375 at the end of the year? And then just secondly, on cash flow, it was a very strong cash flow. I just wanted to check if there were anything unusual within that, any substantial deferred payments for land, any movements in working capital that you don't necessarily expect to continue, or that that may even reverse.
Okay, thank you, Chris. In terms of the sites, as I say, I think, you know, as we stated before, you know, we're running our business around the 375, 380 mark. So I think, you know, as I say, we're content with that, because what we're trying to do is improve our return on capital. So, you know, that's the focus of the business, to generate the cash, but yet to reinvest it. So, you know, we're content with our business model around that sort of size at the present time. So, yes, you know, you should expect to see our outlet network being retained around the 375, 380 mark throughout the year. So, as you say, opening 60 in the second half and closing a similar number. So, you know, we may be 375, 380, but around that sort of level is where we would like to be. In terms of the cash flow, no, I don't think there's anything special about it. As I say, looking at it, our land creditors, you know, remain around £200 million. So, you know, that's remained pretty constant. As I say, we spent £150 million in cash first half. And, you know, that's in line. It's slightly more than we spent in the first 6 months of last year. We've spent about £140 million in the first half, so we've actually increased the spend. You know, what we are seeing now, Glyn, is as we improve those operating margins, we are generating that much more free cash. So that is the big driver of the business. So that's why we're so focused on our margins, because as you get those increasing margins, you do generate cash. So Mike, I don't think there's anything else that we've...
Also, you know, the volume being ahead as well helps in absolute terms. So, you know, there is a number of contributing factors there, but you see those in the trading performance of the business in the first half.
But there's nothing, you know, exceptional or abnormal in those numbers to generate that strong position. We hope it will continue.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Will Jones from Rayburn in London. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. I think I'd three, please, if I could. Just the first, just around the 6% completion growth, just understanding that. I think if we look back to the start of the year, when you came into the year, I think the volumes are about 13% higher in the order book, and then obviously you've had a healthy sales rate at late teens higher on the private side for the first 6 months. So all else equal, it might look like that plus six is maybe slightly lower than it might have been. I assume the difference is just the affordable housing, but could you maybe just flesh that out at all, please? And if so, does the affordable catch up slightly in the second half? The second was around the margin. Should we assume that the gross margin has gone up slightly less than the operating margin, just given the better overhead recovery potentially on higher revenues? And then I guess just thinking strategically for the second half, now you've had a good first half and, you know, lots of visibility for the full year numbers, does the strategy shift a little bit more towards maybe pushing that bit more on price and maybe margin the second half, given that you've got the visibility in terms of volumes from here forward, please? Thanks.
Okay, well, again, I think we'll do those in reverse order, and I'll start with the strategy for the second half. I think, you know, Will, our strategy is quite clear, and I don't think we will see much change. That it is that growth of that operating margin, as I outlined earlier, because of the benefits it does deliver for the business. Strong cash generation, because obviously we're keen for that, A, for obviously looking for our long-term strategic plan, and also the last point, not least, is so we can reinvest in good land opportunities. So, you know, as you saw there, we have increased our land bank. We'll continue to look forward to good opportunities as we see it. And as I say, the strategic land, both in actual delivery terms, but reinvesting in new opportunities for the longer term. So in years to come, we've got good delivery on that. So, that's really our continued focus of the business. So no fundamental change for the second half of the year.
Great.
I think, you know, in terms of the margin split, Will, I think, you know, the gross margin is continuing to trend in that positive direction. You know, the weekly sales continue to indicate that we see. I wouldn't expect a huge change in the balance between your gross and your EBIT margins year on year at this stage.
Okay.
And then just on the legal completions, you're right, the balancing figure, if you will, is in the housing association, where in the first half of this year we'll probably see around about 100 units less legally completing in the first half.
Okay.
On HA, which sort of addresses that first question.
Yeah, okay. I think, you know, as I say, completion on HA would be about 16%, and more normally it will, as you know, near 18-19%, so we'd expect to see a little bit of unwind in that in the second half.
Okay, sorry, 16% for the full year, would that be? Sorry.
16% first half.
First half, right.
Our long-term average is about 18-19%.
So yeah.
We expect to see that redressed a little bit as we open, etc. in the second half.
Got you. Thank you.
Okay.
And our next question comes from the line of Charlie Campbell from Liberum Capital in London. Please go ahead.
Morning. I've got three as well, I'm afraid, but they're all quite quick. Just wondering if there's any difference in trading north and south in your experience in the first half. Second question, obviously George Osborne has promised to help the housing market again and announce something before mid-July. Any ideas if there's any sort of chat around the industry as to what that might be? And third question, just on selling prices at 171. I note that some of the new land that's come through has been at quite low plot costs, so just wondering if some of that sales mix improvement maybe reverses over time.
Okay, just dealing with that last point first. No, I think what that's due to, the low plot cost, Charlie, in our pull-through is that strategic land. Again, some of that land, as we've talked about in the past, has come through. You know, it's freehold land on our books, so yeah, effectively it comes through at very, very low plot cost ratio. So that's what we're seeing, that benefit of that 30% pull through of strategic land. So, you know, those are the issues there. So I think our ASP around 170, you know, we hope we can sustain that in the longer term. So, you know, that, you know, looking at our forward order book, again, we can see, you know, that figures are maintained. You know, it is what we're seeing, if anything, our private sales, you know, are sort of stabilising about 190, 192. If anything, the housing association values are actually declining because, as I say, there is less money in the affordable housing market. So values for us are sort of tailing down from were mid-90s now to nearer 90. So there's actually a sort of slight drag on our ASP on affordable housing. But nevertheless, as I say, with greater volume, we think we can maintain that, you know, that 170 position. In terms of what George Osborne has to say, I've got no real hard facts I can sort of let you know at this stage. Other than the government are taking the industry seriously this time, as you say, I think the thing that the government are very aware of is the you know, economic benefit of a strong housing market. So they do see that as an economic generator for the country as a whole, rather than just housing per se. So that is positive. I think, you know, to say what we've talked to the government about is potentially first buy, whether they'll do more first buy situation, and obviously trying to assist in lowering rates on new buy, I think, is the two key messages from the industry. But, you know, obviously we see what the government brings forward. Bearing in mind, we know they're very cash strapped.
Yep.
In terms of trading, I think, for us, I think, undoubtedly, if you take the country as a whole, our higher sales rates are still maintained around the southeast. You know, that's still the strongest market in the UK. But actually for us, our improvement in sales rates have been greatest in the north. We've seen a biggest increase in our pickup in sales rates in the north of England. I think you know, the north was more probably affected 12, 18 months ago in the 2010 comprehensive spending review. Confidence was hit hard, and I think we've seen that position unwind. So it's been a catch-up in the north. So for us, it's been an improvement in our sales rates in the north.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And our next question comes from the line of Jeff Davies from HSBC in London. Please go ahead.
Morning, Mike and Mike. Just two fairly general questions from me. The first, Could you give us some colour on your most recent discussions with the major mortgage lenders? In particular, what are their lending aspirations in the second half of the year? And the second question, could you just give us an update on build costs, please?
And last point first. Build costs for us overall are fairly flat, you know, say year on year. You know, we are seeing increases in raw materials. You know, this is now a world market, so, you know, we aren't immune from taking increases on, you know, raw materials. So, you know, timber prices, etc., have gone up a bit. Other things like steel, those do rise in world markets. But we are able to, because of our buying power, offset that. Overall, a year-on-year position, you know, we think our build costs will be flat. You know, there is little pressure on labour markets. Volumes are fairly flat, so little pressure on labour pricing, effectively. So we hope you know, that will be continued for the rest of this year. In terms of the discussion with the mortgage lenders, as I say, I think, as I said, you know, we've seen in the marketplace, I think lenders overall are fairly flat in terms of the amount of lending they're going to do to the sector as a whole. I think, you know, the lending, not just new homes mortgages, but mortgages generally, I think, is flat. I don't think we're seeing anybody aggressively wanting to increase the amount of lending they're doing. There's probably a little bit more targeting to new homes lending. I think that, you know, lenders are shifting some of their allocations into new homes lending, as I say, and the new buy market has taken up some of those sales. I think, you know, as I said earlier, what we have seen is with Santander come in the marketplace, that has had an impact, and they've reduced at a slightly lower rate, and we've seen one of the lenders has already lowered its rates to compete. As I say, and I think the big thing for us is we can see more part exchange in the market because, you know, we think part exchange is a useful tool and quite popular with people, second and third type purchasers. If we're able to offer that as an incentive, that will help new buy sales.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
And our final question for the time being comes from the line of Clyde Lewis from Citi in London. Please go ahead.
Morning, gents. Just a couple, again, if I may, as well. In terms of sort of second half cash flow, I mean, obviously the first half's been very good. I mean, it inevitably depends on what sort of land deals come your way, but how good do you think the net cash position might be by the end of December? I mean, can you give us a sort of a little bit of a guide as to, you know, whether or not you can get to 200 million or not? That was the first one, and the second one was in terms of the capital return timing. I mean, given again the cash flow, are you possibly thinking that 9 years is maybe a bit too conservative in terms of that capital return?
Again, last point first. I would say, Charlie, it's you know, quite early for us to be thinking about changing those timescales. You know, we've only just launched; we haven't even made the first payment yet. But nevertheless, I think, you know, as I say, that's something we'll obviously constantly keep under review. But I think at this stage, the target is there to make sure that, you know, that first payment is made. You know, as I say, we want to make sure that, you know, there's enough cash within the business. As you can see, you know, we've seen good opportunity in the land market. We continue to invest in there. Strategic land is being pulled forward. And as you rightly say, I think I wouldn't want to get foisted into sort of making some sort of year-end forecast on cash. You can see what the cash generation has been very strong. You know, we did spend £150 million on land in the first half. You know, it will depend on how strong the market is in the second half and what good opportunities we see out there. But, you know, certainly I think what you are now seeing as those operating margins do improve, you know, a far stronger cash generation. So I think, you know, we can look forward to stronger cash generation, but I think I wouldn't want to get boxed into a corner on giving a prediction at this stage, Charlie, depending on Clyde, in terms of what our spend is going to be on land in this second half.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Okay, Clyde, thank you for that.
We now have another question from the line of Glynis Johnson from Deutsche Bank in London. Please go ahead.
Hello, yes, I'm going to ask a cheeky one, actually. You wouldn't be drawn in terms of net debt for the year end. I wonder if you can give us any indications in terms of completions or margins for the full year.
No. I think, as I say, just reiterating, Liz, you know, it is the focus of the business. You know, we will push those margins as high as we can. But again, I don't think we want to give forecasts in this marketplace. You can see the improvement we've made. You know, we continue down that track. It is You know, the three strands of our business, I'm repeating myself a bit now, it's margin, cash and buying the land, and you know, those are the focus of the business, and you know, we will do our utmost to get to the top end of those criteria.
And could you even possibly give us the margin of the private order book?
In terms of, you know, as I say, I think in the forward order book is obviously higher than the first half. Again, but I don't want to exempt the, you know, we'll give more information and detail when we get to our full results at the half year, Glyn. So I think, you know, we can give you a bit more breakdown of that at that time, because as I say, we're just giving an update today, which is focusing very really on the first half. So giving our future strategy for the second half will be more in the trading full year updates at the half year.
Thank you.
Okay, nice try.
And now we have no further questions coming through. So, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your keypad now. And we now have no further questions coming through, so I'll hand you back to your host to conclude today's conference.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for attending the conference call this morning. Thank you for your questions. As I say, I hope you can see that the business is in good shape. We're very pleased with the good start for the strategic plan for the future. And as I say, I think the business is well set for the second half of the year. And we hope we continue forward with that strategy in line with our payment profile on the long-term payment plan. So we look forward to seeing you again in August to give you a further update and more details about how the company is performing at that time. So thank you very much. And good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining today's conference. You may now replace your handsets.